Mark your calendar for the 26th of this month and the 3rd of next month. 17th Annual Women's Film Festival comes to West Michigan. It's called Luna Fest, and it's an opportunity to support your time, talents, and treasures for Girls on the Run of Kent and Muskegon Counties. So let's talk about it. Girls in the house, let's talk to you, Laurie Burgess, Executive Director of Girls on the Run of Kent and Muskegon Counties. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you, Shelley?
And to your side, Carrie Papke, owner of To and Fro, with some pretty cool opportunities for us to get to know you, because you believe in this cause as a sponsor, and also you're a one stellar coach, I understand.
Yes, we have a great time with the girls. It's the best part, is being a coach.
Lori, congratulations. Here you are, continuing your leadership and continuing Luna Fest. But before we go there, Girls on the Run of Kent and Muskegon Counties, you're all about West Michigan.
Yes, we are. And we have this year about 2,100 girls participating in the program across our two counties, about 155 teams, all girls learning about themselves, learning about each other, and learning about how they can make a difference in their, not just in their own lives, but in the lives of others and in the community.
And now you are a part of, as of this merge, what, about a year ago or so?
Yeah, we merged. It's been about about 16 months now, yeah. So November of 2016, we merged with Muskegon County so that we can expand our reach and serve more girls.
Carrie, tell us about your business.
Okay, we are a new business in downtown Ada, next to King Ma's grocery store, and we are an athleisure boutique. So what we do is we sell premium leggings, sports bras, and we also do some great wraps and sweaters so that you can wear a great pair of leggings to your workout, throw on a cozy wrap, and still look polished for a ladies' brunch.
Wow. Should have brought samples.
She's wearing some.
Oh, you are wearing some. Okay, we'll take pictures. let's ask you a little bit about your coaching side.
Well, we actually wanted to be really close in connection with our community and also a charity. And I feel like Girls on the Run, it fit the most with our store's values. Our store's values are kindness, positivity, and passion. So with Girls on the Run, I don't think that we could ask for a better charity in that regard. And just being able to work with the girls and seeing them grow and develop has just been an amazing experience.
Let's back up. Girls on the Run, in general, remind me about this premise.
So you might think that Girls on the Run, with that name, would all be about running. But actually, running is the vehicle that we use. What we're really about is teaching young girls the skills that they need and giving them practice at the skills that they need to move forward in life. So whether it's understanding their own opinion and learning how to voice that and articulate that, or how to resolve a conflict with a friend, or how to pace themselves in life, which I know is an important thing for you. Mm-hmm. You talk about that a lot. So all of those really life skills that carry them, not just into adolescence, but through. Oftentimes our coaches are saying, boy, I wish I learned this when I was that age. I needed it. I need it now. And I really needed it then. So really, it's about much more than running.
And what about coaching? How does coaching work?
Well, coaching, I'm there twice a week, and I get with the girls from about 3:45 to 5:30, and they get there all amped up, and get them ready, they have their snack, and then we start with our lesson, which is really great. We talk about what we learned last week, and we start with a new lesson, whether it's like something like empathy or how to communicate with each other, which has been a very important one for the girls. And then we tie that also into a warm-up exercise, and then we go into our actual running laps, where even then there's another activity. So it's never actually just straight up running. There's always some kind of lesson that we tie with it. Like maybe they have to pull a card and it has a description word, and they have to think of something that, you know, a kind thing to say about someone else in between each lap. There's always something they're kind of working on, which is just pretty amazing. That's probably my favorite part of the program.
Can I add? Yeah. So one of the things that happens is as they go through the 20 lessons, and it is a research-based curriculum, so we're very proud of that, they gradually build up their stamina and their distances. So more time is spent running as we get closer to the 5K, which happens at the end of the season. And you'll be joining us, right?
Yes. I'll call the meeting to order along with the stellar team that you have. Yes. Before I get into, obviously, details about Luna Fest, which is April 26th, May 19th, where you might still need some volunteers.
Yes, our 5K is on May 19th in the morning. We gather together at Calder Plaza, and you call us to order, and then Mayor Bliss will be joining us again this year. And the girls run. We need about 250 volunteers to make it a safe and secure and fun event for all of our fabulous little girls. So there's all kinds of different ways to volunteer, and you can find out more about that on our website, www.gotrkmc.org.
We'll do that again at the end of our conversation, because we have to talk about this 17th Annual Women's Film Festival that is coming to West Michigan, both here in Grand Rapids and Muskegon. Tell me about it.
So LunaFest was started by the Cliff family, and that's, you've had a Cliff Bar, and
yes,
probably lots of your listeners have had Cliff Bars, and Luna Bars is the Cliff Bar that's made just for women. So in 2000, they just really gathered their energies together and wanted to focus on empowering women, and they came up with a film festival. Mm-hmm. So there was, the first one was just one women's film festival. All the films were by, for, and about women, and it was in California. Now there's close to 180 or so showings throughout the United States. Again, all the films are by, for, and about women, and some are 4 minutes and some are 14. Some will make you laugh and some will make you cry, and they're all fabulous. And all the proceeds goes back to the filmmakers. There's a nonprofit that supports women filmmakers. It's called Chicken and Egg Productions. And a percentage goes to them, and the rest goes to the charity that's hosting the event. So,
yeah. Yes. Yeah, yeah. Again, you are a volunteer as a coach, right?
Yes.
And she's our sponsor.
And here's your sponsor.
Yes, Carrie and To and Fro are our blockbuster sponsor, so our top sponsor for this event.
Tell us why To and Fro does share your name with this opportunity.
We just want to empower women. Our tagline to our store is love yourself. And going back to our values of passion, positivity, and kindness, I think that being involved in LunaFest, it's about empowerment. It's learning to support women and be there for each other and be advocates and just to raise awareness.
All right, where and when on the 26th?
So the 26th, we'll be gathering at Sanchez Bistro at 5:30 for hors d'oeuvres and cash bar, and then the films start at 6. There's an intermission partway through, and then we start again. The total amount of film time is 122 minutes, so really you'll be home by 8:30, 9 o'clock.
And then West Michigan in Muskegon on May 3rd, when and where there?
That's at Grand Valley State University's Innovation Hub there on Muskegon Lake. And same time frames, May 3rd, 5:30 for drinks, and then 6 o'clock for films and sharing some fun together.
Again.
Oh, and we have some great Hearthstone is catering that, and we have some great food and cash bar again there.
That's great. Again, the Women's Film Festival coming to West Michigan called LunaFest to support Girls on the Run of Kent and Muskegon County. All right, Carrie, what are we looking at? Modeling from To and Fro. Lori, you want to be kind of the play-by-play here?
Oh, the lovely neutral color fitted.
Like a jacket?
I would say best, you know, I'm wearing a leather bomber jacket, which I think looks great. You know, you can just throw that over a nice tank. One of the other things I have on is just like one of the bra tanks by Aloe Yoga, which it looks great going to yoga class. It looks great at the gym. Or, you know, if I'm going on an errand, I can just throw a pretty wrap over it, and it looks great going out as well. And my leggings, I have some pretty taupe leggings,
awesome,
which they feel like butter, and you never want to take them off. And they have really pretty gold zippers on them that still kind of give it that playful look without just being a boring pair of yoga pants.
So you're in Ada, where again?
We're over in the new downtown area, so we are right on Ada Drive, next to Kingman's for the big olive one on the end. You can't miss us. And we would love to see you out there.
So did you as a kid, did you participate in Girls on the Run?
I did not, but I was a runner. I ran in college and I ran in high school and junior high. I was an officer in Marine Corps, and now I love it.
Officer in the Marine Corps?
Yeah.
Thank you for your service.
Thank you. And I got out, and now I do obstacle course races. We love to do Spartan races with some of my girlfriends. And, you know, I just want to share my passion of running with the girls. I wish I had girls on the run as a kid. I actually tried a lot of sports, and I wasn't that good at them until I got to junior high, and I realized I really love running. And, you know, I would have loved to have that program when I was in third to fifth grade.
You're giving back now in more ways than one. Again, sponsoring Luna Fest here in Grand Rapids, and certainly coaching is over and beyond. How do we find out more about To and Fro?
You can go to any of our social media pages. It's just To Fro Shop. We're on Instagram, Facebook, and then also our website is just www.tofroshop.com.
All right, Lori Burgess, what would you like to leave us with?
I would like to leave you with an opportunity to support the girls of our community who are going to be the future women leaders of our community. So come out and join us for a fun evening. Look for other opportunities to be with us, and come drink our Kool-Aid at the 5K.
So April 26th, where and when again?
Sanchez Bistro. You can get tickets online from through our website. So there's a banner scrolling across the top, and there'll be a link right to the website. Tickets are $25. All the proceeds go to our scholarship fund so that we never have to turn a girl away for financial reasons.
And May 19th?
May 19th, same thing. You can get to our 5K volunteer page through that. You can also run as a community runner. And so we're going to have a celebration run. It's non-competitive. We do that with the girls and their coaches. It's super fun. But you can also register as a community runner, and all the proceeds, again, go into our scholarship fund.
Don't all the girls wear number one?
They do all wear number one and show their star power, because we think they're all stars.
Girls on the Run. Up Kent and Muskegon counties, led by you, Lori Burgess. Thank you to Carrie Papke on behalf of To and Fro, and we'll see you soon.